Hello guys, you all welcome to today's episode, and I'm your regular host Gabriel. So today we are going to talk about suicide in teenagers. Please take note, suicide is a very serious topic. All suicide talks are to be taken seriously and explored. The diagnosis and treatment of depression or any mental health disorder requires a trained medical professional. And all information shared on this podcast are for educational purposes only. Okay, so let's start. It is estimated that 1 million people commit suicide annually worldwide. And according to research, it is estimated that in this year, 2020, the rate of suicide will rise from 1 million to 1.5 million. So, per what I said earlier, it means every 1 minute, a person dies due to suicide. Please take note, it's a very serious topic we are discussing today, which means by the time we'll be done with this podcast, almost 30 people will lose their lives as a result of suicide. In the United States, an estimated of 300 to 400 doctors commit suicide annually. Now, the question we should be asking ourselves is, why doctors? People who have the idea, who are trained, why should they commit suicide? But another research shows that medical health professionals are twice as risky to commit suicide than the normal individuals. According to a 2016 data from CDC, adolescents and young adults aged 15 to 24 has a suicide rate of 13.2 per 100,000. Suicide rate in youths have nearly tripled between 1960s and 1980s. For example, in Australia, suicide is second only to motor vehicle accident as its leading cause of death for people aged 15 to 26. Please take note, it's very, very serious. It means every three young people who die in Australia, one of them die as a result of suicide. So today we are going to dive into why. The whys. Today the show is going to be more of why. Why do people think like that? Why do people commit suicide? All those things. So today we are going to concentrate more on the why. And please listen to this part. It says, adolescent females are 2 times more likely to attempt suicide than adolescent males. But adolescent or teenage males are 2 times more likely to die as a result of suicide than females. How do you understand what I said? It means the number of people who attempt suicide in teenagers are more likely to be females. But the number of people who are supposed to die as a result of the attempt is 2 times more in males than in females. So it means in females, they actually try, but it doesn't succeed. But in males, majority of them succeed. So let's go a little bit deeper. What is suicide? Actually, this is the best suicide definition I've ever heard, because I think it is the only definition that explains exactly what people who commit suicide think. And it goes like this. Suicide is a desperate attempt to escape suffering that has become unbearable. How do you understand this? It means that people who attempt suicide are trying to escape a suffering which has become unbearable, which is very true, because there's no one who commits suicide because the pain they have can be bad. No, it's unbearable. That's why they commit the suicide. So I want you to take a piece of paper or a pen or wherever you are. Just note this definition down. Suicide is a desperate attempt to escape suffering that has become unbearable. I hope you got that. So now let's go to suicide attempt. Please note, there's a difference between suicide and a suicide attempt. So what is suicide attempt? Suicide attempt is a non-fatal, self-directed, potentially injurious behavior with an intent to die, which may or may not result in injury. So suicide attempt is when someone tries to commit suicide. But in suicide attempt, there are two main outcomes. It's either the person will incur an injury or not. So when someone tries and the person does not incur an injury or the person does not die, that's when we say it was a suicide attempt. But when the person tries and is successful, which means the person die, that's when we say it is suicide or the person committed suicide. Please take note of that. But before we delve more, I want you guys to note some myths, some BS. This show is not an explicit, so I don't want to use it. Some myths, some things that we need to take out of our minds. Please listen attentively. The first one is suicide will end all the pains that you are going through. Please take note. Suicide never takes away the pain. Although you'll be dead, you won't suffer again. In turn, the suffering that you were going through, you transfer them back to your family members. So I always say this. If you're about to commit suicide, you have 99 reasons to commit suicide. I understand. But what is that one reason why you shouldn't? There's no way you live on this earth that you won't have someone who loves you. Before you're about to take that risk, think of that person. What will happen to that person after you are gone? Would a person be able to manage? Because I've never heard of a family member who has successfully grieved his or her family member who committed suicide. The pains are unbearable. According to a show that I listened to recently, the man has died for 10 years, but every time his wife remembers him, which is very, very sad. So please take note. Suicide will never end your pain. It will rather transfer them from you to the rest of the world. So please take note. The second one is things will never change. I'm sad. I don't know what to do. I always feel sad. I try taking pills, but it still gets worse. It will never change. Who told you it will never change? I'm here today to tell you, before it will change, you need to change your mindset. I know it's hard, but just even if you don't believe it, that it could ever change, there's this saying which goes that there's no harm in trying. If you try and it does not succeed, what will you lose? And if you try and it succeed, would you lose or you have gained? So please take note of that second myth. The third one and the final one from my side is nobody cares. I'm sad. None of my family members love me. No one cares. Who told you no one cares? If no one cared, I wouldn't have been here talking to you about depression and suicide. It's because I care. That is why I'm here today telling you, no matter where you are, which country you are in right now, the fact that you are listening to this podcast right now, whether you are listening to it from a friend or on your phone, I want you to know that no matter what you are going through, there's one person who cares. And if you think there's no one who cares, I'm here. If I didn't care, I wouldn't have been on this podcast talking to you about suicide. Take that myth out of your mind that there's no one who cares. If no one cared, I wouldn't have been here. So now let's go back to the risk factors. So what do we mean by risk factors? What are the factors which lead to suicide? Or what are the factors which have shown to lead to suicide? But please take note, according to doctors, these risks are not 100%. You might take two people who possess all the risk. One might commit suicide, the other one will not. So please take note. But it is important for you to note these risks. The first one is people with mental health disorders or people with underlying mental health conditions. Depression, that's the main thing which will come into your mind. Depression is the main thing which leads to suicide. It is the one which has proven to lead to suicide. So people with mental health disorders are at a higher risk of committing suicide. Another one is homosexuals and people with different sexual orientation other than the ones that we deem normal in society. According to research, people who are homosexuals have a higher risk of committing suicide, usually as a result of rejection from society. So if someone is homosexual, that person is at a higher risk of committing suicide. Listen, I'm a Christian. I don't talk for homosexuals. I know it's a sin in the Bible. But the Bible also says that we shouldn't hate just because the person is not what we think or what we know is correct. Doesn't mean we should hate that person. I'm not speaking for homosexuals, please. But I'm not saying we should hate them. If you hate them and they die, what will you gain? And if you love them and you help them change their mind, what will you lose? Another one is family stress and conflict. Often than not, people who have stress and conflicts at home are also at a higher risk of committing suicide, especially those who live at homes where their parents are no more together or they always fight. It affects your child. Please, if you're a parent and you are listening to this podcast right now, I want you to be aware that whatever is happening, your child is watching. Please and please know how to settle your disputes indoors. You might think your child is just a kid, so he doesn't know anything, but it goes a long way to affect his psychological well-being. So if you're a parent and you are listening to me right now, please know how to settle your disputes. Another one is academic pressure. And the main academic pressure which I would like to talk about is scholarship. A lot of time, people who are on scholarship have a higher expectation, because if you don't perform well, the scholarship will be taken away from you. So you need to study hard. And studying hard means some people don't know how to study hard. They are studying hard is studying for long hours, no sleep, become stressful, which will eventually lead to depression. And from depression, they will commit suicide. And sometimes, it's hard. Academic pressure is very, very hard. Because I know a lot of people who have committed suicide. In Ghana, for instance, someone wrote his final high school exam. He got 7 A's and just 1 B. He committed suicide because he wanted to do medicine, which is very, very sad, because you want to do a course, you don't meet the requirement. It's not that he didn't pass, but the expectation for medical students in Ghana is you should have all A's. Because of that, a person ended his life just like that, because of the academic pressure. Because he had 7 A's and just a B, which in the States, he would have been able to secure a medical school. But in Ghana, he wouldn't, because he wanted to do it. But his grades were not... it doesn't make sense in some way, but it makes sense in some way. Because of the academic pressure, he committed suicide just like that. A young guy who just completed high school. Another one too is low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem are always depressed. Mark my words. You can testify it. Everyone who has low self-esteem is always depressed, irritable mood. They don't believe in themselves. All those things. Please take note of those things. If you know someone who is going through these things, please seek help for that person. Another one is a person who has been bullied or is being bullied. Bullying is a very serious topic that we'll talk about later on. But now I want to just touch the surface. People who are being bullied often commit suicide. And now, bullying has been taken to the next level. What do I mean by that? And that is online bullying, social media bullying. Someone will post a picture and a lot of people will comment, you are ugly and all those things. Please, you might think you are doing it for fun, but you are hurting someone's feelings. A lot of people who die from suicide, who leave notes behind, some people write, because of the bullying, they can't take it. They think they are not perfect. Please, you the one that you are bullying the person, are you perfect? Because I don't know of any perfect person who will bully someone. Please, I'm on my knees. Bullying is a very big factor. Please and please, if you are bullying someone, please stop. Another risk factor is people who have attempted suicide before. Please, if you have a family member, a friend, or a loved one who has attempted suicide before, please, that person is at a higher risk of trying it again. Please seek help for the person. Even if the person is not into it, doesn't want it, please force him. Because people like that have a higher risk or a higher chance of trying it again. Another one too is exposure to physical or sexual abuse. I believe we all know this one. People who have been through physical or sexual abuse often commit suicide. Acute loss and rejection. Broken hearts from previous relationships. Chronic diseases. We will talk on chronic diseases later on, but let's put it there and we will go back to it later. Please note, harassment is a leading cause of suicide along with abuse. Harassment is a leading cause of suicide along with abuse. Homosexuals or those unaware of their sexual identity are more likely to commit suicide, particularly if they have suffered bullying or harassment. As I said earlier, people who are homosexuals and are being bullied or harassed stand a higher risk of trying to commit suicide. Please, if you are someone who is bullying them, please stop. Because we don't have any specific qualification for people who might attempt suicide. You might think you are in a good psychological state today, but you don't know what might happen tomorrow. Imagine you are in that position and someone is doing that to you. How would you feel? Probably you won't feel good. So please stop. So, what are some of the warning signs that you should see and should inform you that, no, this person is thinking of something bad? When a person is talking about, one, wanting to die, every time you chat with your friend, and you'll be like, I don't feel this life anymore. I feel like ending it. Please, don't take it as a joke. It's a very serious problem. Please consult medical health professionals or contact the National Suicide Lines. Please, at the end of this show, I'll give you every country or majority countries and their National Suicide Lines. Please, if your friend is talking about wanting to end it, please seek medical help for him. Another one is when he's talking about great guilt or shame. We all make mistakes. And we all learn from our mistakes. But when you see that someone is getting more into a certain problem that happened, he's feeling guilty for it over and over again. Every time you talk, he'll be like, no, my bad. I should have done it this, I should have done it that. Please seek help for the person. It's normal for you to feel guilty, but it shouldn't last that longer. Another one is when the person is talking about being a burden to society or to others. We are all a burden on ourselves, but when someone is talking about being a burden on society or community, please seek help for the person. Maybe you don't know the person. We're just passing by. I hear the person talking about that. Please consult the person. Just a little, hi. May I help you? Or would you like me to help you? Just that could go a long way. Another warning sign is when the person is feeling empty, hopeless, trapped, or having no reason to live. If you are listening to this podcast right now and you are feeling empty, hopeless, trapped, you think you don't have no reason to live, please, I'm telling you, if there wasn't any reason for you to live, you wouldn't have been born. Wouldn't have been in this world. The fact that you are in this world means you have a reason to live. I know it is hard. But if you didn't have any reason to live, you wouldn't have been here. The fact that things are not going the way you expect them doesn't mean you don't have any reason to live. If the world gives you 99 reasons not to live, give yourself one reason to live. Another feeling is when you feel extremely sad, more anxious, agitated, or full of rage. Please, all these things are signs which point towards suicide. I'm not saying that if you have these signs, it means or it must lead to suicide. But these signs are very, very important. Another feeling is when you feel unbearable emotional or physical pain. All these things are pointing towards suicide. Please seek medical help. There's no way you'll be able to help yourself. People have tried. It wasn't successful. They tried to help themselves, and it all ended badly. I don't want you to fall a victim. That's why I'm here to discuss or to share this with you. So now we move to changing behaviors which may point to suicide. Some of the changing behaviors may be making plans or researching ways to die. Please note, sometimes you will feel like, oh, I'm a young boy or I'm a young girl. I'm just researching for fun. Please, when you are going through depression, your mind is not functioning as it is supposed to be. You might think you are researching for fun, but it is not for fun. It is a very serious issue which is pointing towards suicide. Another changing behavior will be taking dangerous risks, such as driving extremely fast. You may think you are driving for fun, but it is not for fun. You have your life in the palm of your hands. Please take notes and seek medical help. Another one is when you display extreme mood swings. We all display mood swings at some point in our lives. But if you feel like what you are doing is too much, it's too extreme, you've gone beyond the normal one, that you yourself, you don't understand, please seek help. Sometimes we feel shy to ask for help. We feel it shows that we are weak. There is no steady. There is nothing which shows that asking for help means you are weak. You are strong. If you weren't strong, you wouldn't have made it this far. Strong people rely on other strong people to survive. You are strong. Ask other strong people for help. Eating or sleeping more or less. This thing, some people will not see it as anything because when you're a teenager, you eat too much. But when you eat too much or eat less, or you sleep too much or you sleep less, and you showed similar factors that I've mentioned above, please seek help. You might think asking for help will be too hard for you. At the end of this show, I'll give you my personal email. Just reach out. You don't know who will be able to find help for you. Just reach out to me. Reach out to someone that you trust. It might be your parents, it might be your friends, it might be your neighbor, it might be your counselor, it might be your teacher, it might be your lecturer, it might be any person in the society. If you believe that person, just reach out to the person and you'll be able to find help. Now, a lot of time, people whose family members commit suicide ask questions. The questions are of the form, why? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? Why did she do this? Why did she do that? What did I do wrong? All these things are why. Now, I've done a little research, and here are some of the whys that I got. The first one is, there is no way to end the pain. People who commit suicide think they are done with life. They have two options, continue suffering or end the pain. So they opt for the one they think is best, that's to end the pain. But in reality, that is the worst option. There's no way you'll be able to end your pain if you don't seek help. You might commit it and you go freely, but what happens to your family members who live? Another why is, there's no one who cares about me or for me. I stressed this thing out earlier. If you are listening to me right now, you think there's no one who cares about you. I'm here telling you, I care. If I didn't care, I wouldn't have been on this podcast explaining or sharing this with you. The fact that you are listening to this podcast and you are hearing me right now should give you hope and assurance that there's someone who cares for you. Because another one of the whys is, because they are going through a chronic pain or terminal illness. An illness that you are going through, which you know there's no medicine. I should continue living and suffer. No, it won't happen. I'll end it. 20 years from now, who knew? Or let's say 10 years from now, who knew there will be a medicine for HIV? No one. Maybe today there's no medicine for your disease. Do you know what will happen tomorrow? Do you know the number of scientists who are working on your vaccine? I would like to use this coronavirus as an example. As we all know, or as we are all aware, there's no vaccine for this coronavirus. But a lot of people are doing research on finding vaccine. So I just want to link that to your chronic disease that you are going through right now. You may not see it coming, but there's someone working on your vaccine. What if you end it today and the vaccine comes? You've lost, and you've also caused pain on your family members and your loved ones and your friends and on your community. The fact that there's no medicine for your chronic illness today doesn't mean there's no way there will be vaccine or there will be medicine in the near future. Just seek help. Keep your hopes up high. I know it's hard, but if someone was able to do it, you will surely be able to do it. I won't say you can, you will. It's just a matter of determination and focus and mindset. Positive mindsets always yield positive results. Negative mindsets also yield negative results. Just think positive. It's hard, as I said. If I tell you the road will be easy, then I'm lying to you. I'm not being truthful. the road to finding help, or the road when you ask for help, the road will be hard. There may be sometimes that you might feel, why did I even opt for help in the first place? Why didn't I even end it earlier? Why did I listen to people? Why did I listen to my instincts? All those things are normal. You are not the only one facing it. Someone faced that same thing, but kept on moving. If you are going through all these things, I want you to put just one thing at the back of your head, that I care for you. Just put that at the back of your head, that I care for you. The road will be tough. It will be like a roller coaster. There might be days you might think, whoa, this was the best option I took. There might be some days that you might think, why did I even opt for this? All those things are normal. But you should keep on moving. I know a friend, and per the story he shared with me, if he was able to make it, there is no way you won't be able to make it. If he was able to make it, there is no way you won't be able to make it. What you are going through might feel hard, bad. You don't know what to do. You think that the world has ended, or the world has turned its back on you. I'm here to tell you that the world hasn't turned its back on you. The world has opened up, but they just need you to embrace them first. It's like a certain plant. I don't know whether you've heard of it before. It's called mimosa. It is, I think, if not the best, or it is one of the most, sensitive plants. Because as soon as you touch it, it will close up. Mimosa. That's how it is right now. The world has opened its arms for you. If you don't embrace it, they won't be able to help you. If you don't open up, it won't be able to help you. Look at the world as the mimosa plant and you as the individual. As soon as you touch the mimosa plant, it will close up. Just use that close up as a covering. That is the world. And your opening up is the touching. If you don't touch the mimosa plant, it won't close up. If you don't open up to the world, you won't be able to find help. There was a certain high school guy. He just went through a bad breakup. So he went to his uncle's place to live with him to clear his mind. But it just got worse. He sat in his uncle's car, took his uncle's gun, pointed it at his head. He was about to pull a trigger. He tried. It didn't succeed. He checked. There was a little malfunctioning. He corrected it. And he pointed it again. As soon as he was about to press the trigger or pull the trigger, he heard a call. It was his best friend. And per how he was talking, his best friend noted that there was something wrong. So he asked, "My friend, what is wrong with you?" And he opened up. Take today's podcast as a call from a friend. If he hadn't accepted the call, he wouldn't have known what his friend wanted to tell him. I'm calling you today. Your loved ones are calling you today. It's just a matter of you accepting that call right now. I'm calling you. Your friends are calling you. Your loved ones are calling you. As you are listening to this podcast right now, it's a call that we are calling you. Picking up a phone and dialing the National Suicide Line or seeking medical help is the answering of the call. Please, if you don't answer the call, there is no way you will be able to find help. Similarly, if you don't open up or seek for help, there's no way you'll be able to find help. It is going to be hard, but we'll make it. We are in this together. I'm with you. I'll be with you every step of the way. So, if you are listening to this show right now, and you know someone who is going through all these things that you're saying, how would you be able to help the person? First of all, approach the person. It all begins with an approach. Just approach the person. Secondly, express your concern. People think that opening up about suicide or asking people about suicide will rather trigger their mind or bring the idea of committing suicide. But it's also a myth. Express your concern. You smell something fishy. Ask the person, do you want to commit suicide? Don't ask it straight that way, but ask it in a way that the person will be able to know that you are referring to this. Express your concern. That's what I said. Listen attentively to whatever the person is saying. Don't be like, oh, someone went through this thing. He was able to survive. You should be able to survive yourself. You don't need any help. Just think it through. Set your mind straight to be able to overcome. That is not how we do it. Ask the person, what are you going through? What are you really, really going through? And when you ask the question, open your ears and listen attentively to whatever the person is saying. Because if you don't listen, there's no way you'll be able to find help. Secondly, maintain connection. This goes to parents especially. When we see our children to be suicidal, we think isolation is the best way. We should isolate them at home. They should be in their rooms. Think it through. That one will increase the risk of committing suicide. Maintain the connection. If you think you don't have that connection with your child, but you know his best friend, or you can even go to a school and ask around who he rolls with more often, and let that connection be there. Because when a person is going through that state in his life, he needs someone who loves him. He needs someone who understands him. He needs someone he can trust. So if you cut off that connection, you are increasing the risk. Regularly check up on the person. When you wake up in the morning, if you don't live too far from his house, try to go to his house. Ask him, my brother, my sister, how are you feeling today? Is there something I can do for you? Just check up on the person regularly. Prioritize safely. That is a very, very important aspect or a very, very important method. And this actually goes to parents who are listening to this right now. If you smell your teenager is fishy, He has possessed everything that we've talked about right now. Please, if you have a gun at home, don't hide it. Send it away. If you have anything which will help the person to commit suicide, take that thing away from the home or from the house. Because when the person is going through these things and he sees the things I just mentioned, it will trigger the person. Just give it a try. Just give it a try. What will happen? Just give it a try. So if you have those things I mentioned, please send them away. This thing is going to be hard, but if you have a swimming pool and you think there's a way that you'll be able to stay away from the swimming pool or something, I believe that would be better. I wanted to talk about the methods which people use to commit suicide, but according to research, those things are not good because in turn it helps the person, or the person tries to experiment them. So we won't talk about the methods. So I've talked a lot today. I just want to summarize all I've said. Suicide is highly preventable. I won't say it's highly, it's preventable. Be honest with someone and tell them everything is not okay. You may feel shy, you may feel sad, you may feel down, but be honest with one person. If you don't think you might be able to open up with your parents, I said, it is because of you that I'm here. Maybe you've not known me for long, so you don't trust me. But there's definitely one person that you trust. Reach out to the person and tell the person, I'm not okay. There's something wrong with me. Being honest will go a long way to help you. Please note and note again, suicidal thoughts are not a feeling of weakness. You have thoughts of suicide doesn't mean you are weak. You are strong, but strong people also rely on other strong people to survive. You are strong, you need to reach out to people who are also strong to help you. As I said, see today's podcast as a call from a friend. You need to accept it before you can hear what the person is saying. And you listening, the acceptance part is reaching out to people for help. If you are listening to this podcast, just, and you know someone who is going through all those things we mentioned, just invite the person to listen to this or seek help for the person as soon as possible. So to wrap it up, suicide is the third leading cause of death in teenagers aged 15 to 24 years. This is disheartening, given the fact that it could be prevented. Everyone should be aware of the risk. Simply taking time to talk to someone troubled about their emotion can help prevent suicide. The road to recovery is not going to be easy. If I tell you it will be easy, I'm lying to you. But it is worth it. If someone was able to do it, you will be able to do it. Reach out to me anytime you want at teenagersuncle@outlook.com or teenagersuncle@gmail.com. I'll write down the numbers to the National Suicide Helplines or hotlines below in the link. Please look to the country you are and pick the numbers. Just use them. It's because of you they are there. If not for you, they wouldn't have been employed. I want to thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. Finally, I want to encourage you for the last, that if someone was able to do it, you also be able to do it. And as I said in the very first episode, what the world sees in you should not determine what you see in yourself. Someone might feel that there's no way you'll be able to make it. That should give you a reason to live, to prove that person wrong. Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. Share it to your friends, to your loved ones, anyone. The more you share it, the more we will go a long way to help people. Thanks again for listening to today's podcast. Have a very great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.